T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
V.
J.
Son.
Ski.
Show.
And for the first time, I don't think I've ever spoken to Mayor George Brown of Wilkes-Barre. Mr. Mayor, good morning. We lost the mayor. If he calls back, let me know. And I believe we have him here. Is this Mayor George Brown from Wilkes-Barre?
Yes, it is, Jason. How are you?
Good, Mr. Mayor. First time talking to you. And I had this big build-up, and then the line dropped. These things happen. So, this isn't what you signed up for. And actually, I take it back. It is what you signed up for, to take care of the people, but not what you expected, correct? It's not what you expected.
Well, it's been a crazy first 10 weeks, Jason. The first thing we did was we addressed the budget shortcomings and put together a budget with no tax increase, no fee increases for the people. So that was a great effort from my team. And it's not George Brown, it's the Brown team. And we did that. Now we're going to be working together and addressing this virus situation and making sure our residents are safe.
Yeah, I remember when you first took office, and we'll get to the serious stuff. When you first took office, there was an article talking about how you changed out light bulbs. And
yeah.
I remember someone pointed out to me, like, I can't believe this is a story. But if you read the story, it made a lot of sense. You were trying to save money long-term thinking. Like, if we do this now, it'll cost more now, but it's going to help us down the road. And I thought that was great.
Well, I'm trying to look at the city and run it as a business. I have a business background, and a lot of the things that we utilize in business can be brought into this sector and running it that way. And the nice thing is City Hall is much brighter now. We are saving 20% on the cost of lighting, and also we may qualify for a PP&L rebate.
Yeah.
So it made sense that way. But the nice thing is I'm getting a lot of feedback from residents and people that work here saying, Mayor Brown, it's so much brighter, it's so much cleaner. And we've done that, Jason. We've painted the walls. We sanded down the floors. And we're making it a place that when people come to visit, once the situation's over that we're into now, they feel good about coming to their city hall. And that's part of the effort I want to put in place.
But right now, that's not the time. You announced a state of emergency for Wilkes-Barre. City Hall, the Department of Public Works, the fire department, they're closed. Now, that's closed to public access. When this news first came out and the word got out from people and they were freaking out, the fire department's closed, but what if my house catches fire? You just can't go visit firemen. It's not an open door policy right now. You can't just go hang out there, correct?
Yeah, and that's what was happening, Jason. We always loved the fact that people brought their kids and they had the pictures taken. They just went in there and even some people, you know, used the bathroom facilities and stuff. We had to stop that. I have to protect the firefighters, the EMS operators, because if they're down with the virus or a sickness, we can't provide the emergency services. So we made that decision. Same thing with the police department. If there's a need out there, we're going to meet it. I mean, we're fully staffed, as I said yesterday, police, fire, DPW, and City Hall. We're fully staffed. No one was sent home. Everyone's working, and we're addressing the needs of the city.
Have you considered... Were our office staff still in? Are they working from home? Or is it completely business as usual in Wilkes-Barre?
It's business as usual. We have methods that people can still pay their taxes, pay parking tickets. They can apply for permits. It's online. And we also have an exterior box on the side of the building on the Washington Street side where they could actually make their payments. And we go out there and we collect it. So, everything is business as usual. The only difference is I had to stop people from coming into City Hall to protect my employees.
Because if they're not healthy, and it's the same thing we hear about nurses, as long as the medical people stay healthy, everything should be fine. If not, that's when there could be some cracks in our defense against all of this. What do you foresee being the biggest challenge in the next 2 weeks to, like, next month? Anything's creeping up on you?
Sure. I mean, we're in constant contact with everyone from the state, federal government. I just had a discussion with Senator Udichak. So we're in contact with all levels of government, whether it be state, federal. And the nice thing is we're working together. And what we're doing is something which is a little bit different, Jason. Our health department are very proactive. And we're putting together a video that is going to be online. It's going to be sent to the school districts where the students that are home, the elementary students, it's actually a funny thing with a bear costume. And we're doing a skit where it shows the children how to cleanse their hands properly, how to sneeze properly, and things like that. So it's actually being recorded today, and that's going to be put on our website. But when I announced this at a meeting we had last week, several of the school districts outside of Wilkes-Barre said, "Mayor, can you give us a copy of that? Can we have that to show our students?" So it's going to be open to the public, and it's going to be seen by all the school districts in this area. But the nice thing is these are healthcare professionals that are using information provided by the state and the federal government, and we're incorporating that into this video. So I think it's going to be quite a popular video.
Well, that's cool, and people can mock it all they want, but a bear taught me how to brush my teeth. It wasn't even a cartoon, was a real bear. So, and my teeth are beautiful.
Jason, it's geared towards the children.
Yeah, it is. My kids would love it.
It's high school kids.
Yeah.
But what happened was I was reading to some of the elementary students last week for Dr. Seuss. And what really touched my heart was I was in a couple fifth grade classes, and after I read, I opened it up to questions because these kids are smart and they want to know about municipal government. And a couple of them said, "Mayor, you're our mayor. How are you going to protect us from this virus that's going around?" So I came back and met with my health department. We decided to do this skit.
That's cool. And I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because kids are confused right now. Like my son, I have an 8-year-old and I have a 3-year-old. And the 3-year-old has no idea really what's going on. She just knows we keep yelling at her. Don't lick the bottom of your shoes. Like, why would you do that? And she's like, "I'm 3. That's what we do." And it's true. My son is more somber. I think he has more concerns than he's letting on. But that's very cool. I like stuff like that. I like the unique approach. Is there anything that you need from the state? Every time I ask this question, I get a slightly different answer and a bunch of different responses. Some people are like, "We don't need anything. Leave us alone. They're overreacting." But is there anything you're hoping the state helps the city of Wilkes-Barre with?
Well, sure. I mean, we're going to be going forward, looking for, you know, resources, physical and financial resources that we're going to need from the state and federal governments. As we continue to go forward with this, it's going to last a while. It's going to naturally drain us. So, but we have reassurances from everyone. We've spoken to everyone from county government to, as I said, state government, federal government, and everyone's there. "Mayor, what can we do to help you? What can we do to help the citizens?" So this is purely a team effort that we're combating this virus. And I feel very good about that because if we need something, I know we can do that. Just like if our residents need something, I know we can provide that service.
No, that's great. Talking to Mayor George Brown from Wilkes-Barre. Do you have any advice for any small business owners in Wilkes-Barre who hear the governor say, if you're non-essential, don't open up? But they decide, you know what, I'm going to do it anyway. Do you have any advice? Is it just up to them, or is the city going to be visiting them to say, "Hey, can you close down? Are you going to push people in any direction, or you just stay out of it?"
Well, let me put it this way. As of right now, I have nothing in place to address that.
Okay.
We have so many other things that we're dealing with, and the governor just announced this yesterday, so we have nothing in place. But we're putting our efforts into the other things that we have to put together. I'm very lucky. I have a great health department here, and we're lucky because Scranton does not have a health department. Hazleton does not have a health department. We're one of the few in the area, but these people are experienced, top-notch professionals. And I met with the folks that work over at the Kirby Health Center last week, and we're all geared up to do whatever we have to do, and we're a resource for anyone that needs us. So I feel very fortunate, Jason, that I came into a mayorship where we sat down with all the departments. We said, "Listen, this is a team effort, the Brown administration. We're all working together." And they're doing that. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be working with these folks.
Now, hopefully this is, I say, hopefully people who say we're overreacting are right. that, but we look back and go, thank God we overreacted because we stopped this thing. And so let's just say, you know, when this thing finally turns the corner, we kind of get back to normal. What's the first big thing you want to take on? What stopped when this started?
Oh, that's a great question. As I said, it's been a tough 2 months, and it's been a lot of 12-hour days. But the next thing that we're working on is the sewer system in the city of Wilkes-Barre. It's an antiquated system that's over 100 years old. It needs several infusions of tens of millions of dollars. So we put out for bid companies that want to either buy it or companies that want to lease it from the city. And what I had planned was March 18th, we had a meeting planned for the public to attend where we could educate them as to the proposals for selling it and also proposals for leasing it. Naturally, we had to cancel that.
Yeah.
March 26th city council meeting, I was going to go before council with my recommendation, but only after the public meeting so that the public had a chance to ask questions and see how it's going to affect them. That's on the side burner right now. We have to put our resources into this COVID virus. But when we get through this, we're going to resurrect all the work we've done over the last several weeks in working on the sewer system. We have to do something with it. It's just in such bad shape.
Well, look, I appreciate you taking the time to check in with our listeners. It was nice talking to you. Something about I've seen your picture many times, and you look like a teacher I had back in middle school who yelled at me a lot. Now, I would say expect you to be louder. You're very soothing, and I feel very relaxed talking to you. I just want you to, you know, I want to.
Well, thank you. I wish it was a better picture. And people say, hey, I saw your picture in the paper. I said, yeah, but I wish it was a better picture, you know, and I can't do much about that. But thank you for that. And, you know, I tried to call you yesterday after my assistant told me you called, but I did not get freed up until about 10 after 12.
That's
and I knew
okay.
You were off the air. So the first thing I said, Tyler, make sure you get in touch with Jason. I owe him a phone call.
Well, after I mentioned I was trying to get you, I mentioned on the air and some of the other morning show people here at the Entercom building were like, can you get him? So if I can reach out to your assistant later, Tyler, and just say, hey, these people would love to set something up. This just to check it. I think they want to hear just to, you know, I think it's nice to hear we're going to be okay from people.
Well, Jason, my whole mayorship is built on transparency, and I'd be glad to provide any information people want to know. I'm building that in the next 4 years. It's going to be a very open, transparent mayorship.
All right, great. Look, it's good to hear, and I'd love to have you back on or even come down here when we're allowed to have people back in the studio. And
sure.
We're
absolutely
mixing and mingling. Mayor George Brown from Wilkes-Barre, thanks for being on the Jason Barsky Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.